Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. For nearly 75 years, the arena in Grafton has served the local hockey community. Once again, its future is uncertain as major repairs are necessary to keep it in service. The five community centers in Allmoke-Holloman Township are under review also, as budget pressures raise questions about their viability. Mayor John Logal says these are only two of the items under consideration when thinking about the township's strategic plan. It is a time for strategic planning across Northumberland County. Nearly all local councils will be seeking input from taxpayers in order to set goals for this term of council. While a strategic plan often draws little attention from the public, it is critical. It is fundamental. It is the basis for decisions going forward. Everything from affordable housing to tax rates can be guided by the plan. You will hear how one municipality, Alnwick-Haldeman, is going about its strategic planning and how it may impact residents. I'm so pleased to have with me today Alnwick-Haldeman Township Mayor John Logal. Welcome back to Consider This.
Well, thank you very much, Robert, for having me, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Let's begin with some very big fundamentals. Why should anyone living in the township be paying attention to a strategic plan? Why should they care?
I believe that they should care because the township, like any other local government, is what affects the residents. What they pay their taxes for is when they pay for the local municipal government is the services that we provide on a daily basis. Whether that be roads, whether that be fire services, whether that be planning services, well, as parks, recreation, whatever you want to talk about, that's what the taxpayer pays a lot for, and that's the services that they're looking forward to have.
Now, I know we talk about this nearly every time you and I speak, but it is such an important thing to the community, and I want to talk to you about the arena. What was advanced in terms of the arena over the last term of council, and will this be a big part of the upcoming strategic plan?
I believe that the arena will be a big part of the strategic plan. My understanding of it, and I wasn't there at the time, but the council considered closing it, and there was an uproar, I guess is maybe the right word. I'm not sure if that's the right word or not, but there was a lot of people that were displeased with that consideration. I don't think it was ever brought to a full decision, but that's something we have to look at. I know there has been, over the last 4 years, continual repairs to the facility is safe to be in and run. There is the issue of the floor that is has been gradually sinking, and by that I mean the arena surface or the ice surface has high spots and low spots in it, and that has to be fixed. And the other thing we got to think about too is the chilling system. I believe the equipment basically is in good shape for providing that chilling. However, I know that the lines that were buried, 30 or 40 years ago, have reached their almost reached their life expectancy, and that's what council is faced with.
When is council going to fish or cut bait when it comes to the arena? Because, you know, you just talked about a couple of key items. They've got to be very, very expensive. I mean, are you going to deal with this? I mean, is there budget money, for example, in the current budget to deal with these issues? Or is this something that's being kicked down the road? What is going to happen with the arena?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know the council's going to have to make the decision, in my opinion, to either repair it or close it down.
Would there be an alternative for a new recreation center?
In my opinion, unless the province and the federal governments were to contribute a major contribution, that's unlikely.
Another key area that was identified in the last strategic plan was public works. You were looking at centralizing public works facilities. Did that ever happen?
Yes.
So is that still a goal then?
Pardon me?
Is that still a goal, or are you still working with to develop the public works, or is that something that you're moving on from?
No. We started to put up a new building in 2021. And that has continued, and in 2023, I believe it was January, we started using that facility. There's still some minor changes that have to be done, but the crews are using that facility, and we expect to have our grand opening coming up in June. I believe it's the first weekend of June. So that facility has been built. It was about $4 million project. And we got to remember that old facility, or the older one, was over 60 years old and needed an update.
So those were a few items that were in the last strategic plan that were goals that you wanted to achieve. I'd like to now move forward and start thinking ahead and talking about other things. One of the key things is money. Money is the key to everything. And a big goal of the last time was fiscal sustainability. In other words, is the township going to have enough money in the future to do what it wants? So what has taken place over the last term of council to make sure that's going to happen?
Well, the tax increases have been keeping up with inflation, but sustainability is really the question. And I think what we've been attempting to do, and I think you're aware of it, is we've sent up a survey for residents to give us an indication of what they think is important and what they'd like to see, and perhaps there'll be some things that they aren't interested in anymore, and we'll be able to drop. But going along with that, asset management is something that the township has been started on. That's a requirement now by the province that each municipality have their own asset management plan. And the purpose of that, of course, is to set goals to make sure that the equipment that you have will last as long as it possibly can, and that's done through regular maintenance and looking ahead to see when you need to replace that equipment.
I'd like to come back to the survey in a little bit, but let's just talk a little bit more about this fiscal sustainability. There's always an uncertainty about what the future holds, and I know you're trying to set priorities, but when you talk about financial sustainability, I guess the thing is, you know, you talk about reserves, having money put aside for certain big projects, and you're also talking about accomplishing the certain goals. With inflation at around 6 and 7%, with interest rates the way they are right now, How do you see the council going forward to ensure that there is sufficient money to get done what needs to be done, but at the same time, not financially strap your taxpayers?
I believe we may have to look at some needs and wants and find out what the township residents feel is important to them. You know, with the demands of residents for continuing better roads, as well as and fire services and police services, they eat up an awful lot of that. Those three eat up an awful lot of our income coming in from the taxes, and we just have to determine what's most important and then go from there.
But always building a consensus around these things can be quite difficult. I mean, you know, you may think that fire department's really important and I may not, or, you know, somebody else might think having an arena is really, really important, where somebody else might say senior activities are important. How does your strategic plan play into determining these priorities? Because there's going to be, you can almost guess there's going to be a mixture of things that are important and not important. How do you sort through that as a council then, as part of your strategic plan?
We look at the demographic information, which tells us that the seniors population continues to grow. I was listening to something this morning that said our grandchildren will probably live to be 100 years old. So that's what they're saying. And that's going to be expensive, not only for the municipalities, but they're saying that that may not be sustainable because of the cost to look after people that reach that age. Not all of them will be like that, but there certainly will be some issues like dementia or physical constraints that people are no longer able to do, and that could be more retirement facilities and that type of stuff. I don't know if I answered your question, but...
I don't quite feel you did. I guess what I'm trying to get at is everybody's got a different idea about what's important. And strategic planning is having a common vision. How does the council go through the survey material, determine what is most important, especially fiscally, and then go forward from there to set their goals?
Well, that's just collecting the information. You know, we do have I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but council did create an ad hoc committee dealing with STRs, which is short-term rentals. And that group met for, I don't know, I think half a dozen times or so. And they've come up with what they think the township needs. STRs are important, particularly for a rural community like ours, because people that want to come to visit us have no place. We don't have the hotels facilities for them. So something like STRs could be very beneficial. And it also helps some people with their, helps to pay their cost to own their home. You know, I think it's, you just got to go out there and find out what people need and want, and if we can afford them. It's really education. It comes down to education and communications.
The last time council's vision was said, sorry, let me try that one more time. The last time a strategic plan was created, council said its vision was to be unified from lake to lake. Our community is rooted in rural traditions and lifestyle. We enjoy a fulfilling life here in all four seasons. We learn from nature, celebrate diversity, and embrace progress as an accessible, inclusive community. Is that going to be the same vision going forward, or do you think it's changed?
I think that is. I think we're still strongly agricultural. We do have the two lakes. Those can bring us an awful lot of economic development. We have an awful lot of people, particularly on Rice Lake, that there are lots of cottages, and a lot of those cottages have, over the last few years, changed into homes. And I think it is important that we recognize our diversity. The challenge that I believe we have is there is a lot of people that want to come and enjoy our communities. We just aren't able to see some of the benefits because we don't have the facilities that they want to spend in. I mean, the county does. The county sort of has the restaurants and the accommodations, other things that people coming to our area would like to see, but they just aren't. We don't have them, and it's difficult to without commercial space, industrial space, because most of our properties is all based on farming or rural residential type of things.
Many municipalities have an Equality, Diversity, and Inclusivity Committee. Does Haldeman have a similar committee?
I've never heard of a municipality having exactly what you described there. No, but we don't.
Okay. One major goal was to be more open and accountable to citizens. Do you think that goal was met by the last council?
I think they made improvements, and there's still opportunities to do more. Just by this ad hoc committee, to me, says that yes, we want to be more open and have people participate. And I think our survey says the same thing, that we are out and looking for your thoughts and your assistance. And, you know, we went through the, not too long ago, we went through the election process. And when you talk to people, most recognize how much they enjoy living in our township because it is diverse in water and hills and beautiful scenery and an opportunity to walk and enjoy life without the pressures that some of the other municipalities face with density challenges and those type things.
Another goal that was articulated in the last strategic plan was to promote economic development, and you've alluded to it a couple of times in our conversation. How was that achieved, and what are you planning to do in the future around more development and more business?
Well, we certainly, development and business, we have in Roseneath, we have a subdivision being started there that'll start this year. And that's about 18 homes. And that's the first time, to my knowledge, that there's ever been a new subdivision put into Roseneath. There's Roseneath Landing, but that's on Rice Lake. So I think that's unique. In the village of Grafton, we just completed the Glens of Antrim subdivision. And we're moving forward. We have three applications in for more development in the village. And that's a total of just around 100, I'm not exactly sure, but it's about 100 homes. And the province is promoting with their Bill 97 expansion of settlement areas, and I know the province needs housing, and so I think we will be able to assist some of that.
So let's now talk about development. With the Lakeport development and the development taking place around Grafton, where does planning and development figure into the strategy, and especially affordable housing?
Affordable housing is a challenge, can be a challenge for our municipality, because all of the lots that we can, we don't have septic beds. Pardon me, we do have septic beds. We don't have sewers and water treatment plants, wastewater treatment plants is the one I'm specifically talking about. So it makes, basically, if I can use just an average, but most lots are at least, or at one minimum 1 acre. And that's to make it be possible to have water, fresh water, as well as sewers, or not sewers actually, tanks that are on individual properties to handle the waste.
Let's talk though specifically about Lakeport. Is Lakeport going to go forward? Is that going to be part of the new strategic plan?
Yes.
How do you see it going forward?
We would have to find out what type of support that we have for that project. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there was an awful lot of pushback from particularly the farming community, because they want to keep a minimum of development in the area. Although this Bill 97 may change an awful lot of that.
So when you told me that, yes, this was going to be part of the strategic plan, do you mean, yes, this Lakeport is going to go forward, or yes, you're going to continue to have discussions about Lakeport going forward?
We have no discussions about Lakeport going forward now.
So Lakeport is going forward?
No, I didn't say that. No.
Okay.
I said we are not discussing any future plans on this Lakeport development.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. That's important. What about the development around Grafton?
Grafton is almost, when we hit these three, I mentioned that, maybe you didn't catch that, but we have three new developments that are in the planning process. Halfway through, we're almost ready. I'm not exactly sure, but they have come to council, and at least one of those have been approved. The other ones have come to council and have been set back for future other considerations. So that's about a total of 100. After that, there's very little development land still available within the township, within the hamlet of Grafton. And Bill 97 proposes that. By the province that it used to be that they didn't want any development in small settlement areas unless they had full services. But that looks to be, with Bill 97, that looks to be much more capable of we're not going to have to go through the red tape that you may have had to in the past. So I see that there's a possibility of some more land being developed or given permission to develop, providing that there's the people that want to sell their property.
How important is the township's relationship with the Indigenous community as part of a strategic plan?
That's very important. We need to work together to accomplish what Alderville wants and what the township wants. They're really not too much different.
So what's next for the strategic plan?
Well, the township council and senior members of staff will be reviewing those. First of all, we'll be going into a more in-depth of where the previous council was. their strategic plan, and then we'll be looking at the survey results, and we'll be meeting as a group to determine our strategic plan, where we need to change, or what we'd like to do over the next 4 years.
And just to make sure everybody understands, you've got all these great things going on. It's on the web. I can go and do it on paper in various locations around the township. What's my deadline to get this done by?
I believe it's the 24th.
John Logal, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Okay. I appreciate your questions and comments.
That was Alnwick-Haldeman Mayor John Logal. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.